pictures to take, races to run, subjects to study, anthems to sing, games to play, tests to take, gear to pack, awards to receive, memories to relive, diplomas, receptions, travels. This week is filled before it even begins. But perhaps one of the most memorable of all the activities that will take place before this week is over is the one to which I did not allude, friends to part from. For some, it may mean parting for a few weeks or a few months. But you know, there are some classmates that I parted with at the end of the school year 48 years ago, and I have not seen them since. What will you remember about parting from schoolmates in 2011? When he had led them out to the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. Then they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they stayed continually at the temple, praising God. The last thing they saw of their Savior and best friend were his hands lifted, not just to wave, but in blessing. The last thing they heard from his mouth was a blessing. What an impression they were left with. The hands he raised, those were the same hands that had been nailed to the cross for their sins, for our sins, including all those of the past year, selfish and hateful thoughts, wicked and worldly words and ways. All were laid upon him who now lifts his hands in blessing. What a friend he has been. He is the one who smiles upon anyone who gives even a cup of cold water to one of his little ones. And yet how often have we given him cause to frown? Still, his parting words are words of forgiveness and blessing. Truly, he has loved us with an everlasting love. He knows what other hands in the future will be raised against you to steal from you or to hurt you in some other way. But his hands overrule all of them. Fear not. For he has overcome the world. He knows of any hurtful words that might be spoken to you or about you in the future. But his words of blessing trump them all. Beloved, now you are the children of God. All things work together for your good. And those are not merely poignant parting words fit for an annual that has Emmanuel's name on it. Those are a cashier's check signed with his blood. You can take it to eternity's bank. So how will you part from one another this week? Will it be with a hand upraised in blessing, God be with you, and forgiveness? Will it be with a word of peace and joy? Then, like the disciples, you will be able to return to your homes with great joy. You too can be continually in the temple praising him. For the temple of the Spirit is with you wherever you go. And you know that because of his sure mercies, you will see each other again, even if you do not do so in this lifetime. But But the best thing of all is that this friend who lifted up his hands in blessing as he left and was taken up into heaven, this friend whom you may never see in this lifetime, this is the one friend from whom you do not have to part. This week or any week, not ever. That is his promise. Surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age. We can never hear those words of non-parting too often, can we? For they sustain us when we part from everything and everybody else. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. Hymn 800.